Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we've got in the lucky dip today. Remember, you can send me your colour and style questions to imogen@insideoutstylevlog.com and I will pop them in my lucky dip for answering at a future time. Kathy has said, I've recently embraced my natural silver white hair, but it seems that the colour of the tops that I usually used to find flattering are terrible now. Do you have any general advice? By the way, I was once analysed by Colour Me Beautiful as Sparkling Autumn. Only a handful of those colours still look good. So this is where that white hair that you've now got, and skin changes along with hair. We really notice the hair colour changing, but skin also changes. We tend to lose some pigment with age. So we lose pigment from the hair, pigment from the skin, and pigment from the eyes as well. And the pigments change as well. So I would be suggesting that a Sparkling Autumn was probably deep and bright and warm, that maybe either you have gone light and softer and still warm, or you may have ended up cool. I'm wondering what those handful of colours are, because if they are in the kind of the cooler end, like the teals and blues and those sorts of colours, it could be that you've shifted to the cool side, which does happen. And I do have some blog posts about how colouring changes with age, which you can check out on the blog at insideoutstyleblog.com. But also, it could be that with that white hair, you now need a highly tinted version. So this is like a, you know, take those warm colours and then add a whole lot of white to them. So they're kind of really milky. And this is where the true kind of pastels are. So you might find with that white hair, that's where you've gone. Or they could be greyed down versions. So without actually doing a colour analysis, it's very hard for me to tell where you are now. But absolutely, you are right. Those colours that used to work are now probably too warm and too bright for you. So it's then going, maybe it's time to reanalyse your colours, which of course I do as part of my 7 Steps to Style program, as well as just doing online colour analysis, if that's what you need, to find the new palette of colours, because absolutely they have changed. And you'll also find that your overall going to that white hair, you need lighter colours now instead of all darker colours. So you'll find you need more light colours than dark colours, and they will be kind of much softer than your old colours as well. So you're right thinking that those colours don't work for you anymore. So great time to get yourself a new analysis to figure out which of the colours you're going to buy your new clothes in going forwards, because of course, you know, it's going to save you a fortune in the long run. Next question comes from Stephanie, who said, I know you're going to summer here. Today is actually winter again. But before you pack all your woolens away, would you give a tutorial on how many layers you wear to keep warm? What type of long underwear? I have at least 8 fleece jackets, which fit my grandma lifestyle, but I want to up my style a bit on that sometimes. Cashmere sweaters just don't make sense to me. What do you wear when you are more casual but warm? So I am a bit of a cold person, so I tend to feel the cold a lot, so I do layer up a lot. So my base layer is often a kind of, some sort of spandexy, you know, like it's got something with stretch in it, cotton, spandex, or silk. They are also good. Also, Uniqlo does these thermal kind of things. They call them heat tech layers. They do fine, long-sleeved, and also kind of tank top kind of layers as well that you can use as underwear. So I'll have generally a tank layer next to my skin, then I'll put on a long sleeved version of that. So then I have a lot of these kind of Uniqlo heat tech long sleeve layers that are fine. They go under things very easily. They're not bulky at all, allow me to layer very easily. I'll have that. Then I'll have maybe a layer of wool, or sometimes even 2 layers of wool if it's a finer wool. Depends on, it could be a thicker jumper or a sweater, or it could just be a long sleeve wool knit that's still fairly fine. Sometimes I'll wear 2 of those. And then I might put on a jacket or cardigan. Usually I do. They'll be made of wool. Like this is actually a wool jacket, which keeps me lovely, snuggly and warm. Or sometimes if I've got a couple of layers of, you know, kind of finer. Well, I'll also sometimes pop a denim jacket over the top. It's amazing how much a jacket actually can, even in something like denim, can actually keep you quite warm. So that's my kind of formula. And occasionally I'll add a fur vest if I'm really cold, because they are very warm and lightweight, and you can actually put them under, like I'll often wear them under my denim jackets, because they squash down, but they really do keep you warm. So yeah, you don't have to wear cashmere. So it is looking for things like knit jackets in, you know, things that have some wool in them, if you like wool. Otherwise, things like polar fleece are good, but they tend to always look, I mean, they are very casual, but that's kind of my layering technique. So you can see I'm wearing a lot of layers most of the time. So it really depends where you are too, what part of the world, and how much you heat inside. In Australia, we don't heat inside in the same way as that places that get snow do. And this is just because our houses are not built in the same way. Our house is actually built to lose a bit of heat. They're built more for summer than winter in many ways, for hot rather than cold. And we just don't have the heating. We turn our heating off at night, you know, when we go to bed. We don't heat in the same way. So the houses tend to be colder. So you have to wear more layers, versus if you're somewhere where, you know, the minute you get inside, it's always warm and you just need a big coat for outside, that's a different story. So it kind of really depends. I always find when I go, like when I was in Canada last year and it was snowing, and so it was like, as long as you put your big, you know, jacket on when you're outside, you actually didn't need that many layers on underneath, because the minute you got inside, you needed to take your jacket off, and then because it was really warm and toasty inside from the heating. So it really depends on where you are, but that is my way of layering. So I layer multiple fine merino knits a lot of the time, and then with kind of a heat tech, which are kind of a, I don't even quite know what they are, but they're like, or a long sleeved fine cotton elastane knit underneath, because I find that that keeps the wool away from my skin, so it makes it much more comfortable. So there you go. That's my little layering for winter. Of course, up to you. I used to also have, and I don't know what happened to them, I had some silk thermals at one stage of my life. I bought on a trip to New York back in the 90s, and they were very handy for when I lived in the UK and, you know, wearing underneath my clothes when it was really cold outside. Last question today comes from Jane. Casual chic. I'm trying to adapt to a retirement in the Southwest when my style and all time favorite outfits were New York City heels, hose and a suit. I don't like how I look, and I can't find an approach I like and feel comfortable in. This is so hard for many people. I've talked to so many women, and I would be the same thing. I find that kind of very casual is really doesn't make me feel stylish at all. So this is where it's thinking about, well, you now live in a new environment and the location is different and where people are wearing different things. Now, you don't have to necessarily copy exactly what people are wearing, but if you don't want to stand out, it's getting that balance right. So some of the things you can think about is to look at, okay, New York City, you know, suits structured garments. So how can I bring that structure that I enjoy into a more casual outfit? And it could be something like this, where this is a jacket, but it's stretchy and it's woolen. So it's a casual jacket. It hasn't got the same formality as a suit, jacket or blazer, you know, but it's still got the structure of a jacket. So it feels more dressed up than if I was just wearing a cardigan or a, you know, a sweatshirt or something like that. So that is something. So thinking about how can you add some structure into your outfit? So I look for stretch knit jackets and stretch knit things that look more jackety without them being blazers. That would be my first tip. Second tip would be look at your shoes. And I really notice this. It's one of those things. Every morning before I come into work, I walk the dogs and we go for a walk around the park, and I'm wearing my sneakers, and I may just be wearing a pair of jeans, and I'll just have popped my sneakers on with whatever I happen to be wearing. And then I get home, and what I'll look in the mirror and I think, oh, just the outfit looks so casual and dull, and a pair of sneakers, it looks horrible. The minute I change into even just something like a little leather boot, which has got a little bit more structure. Again, we're looking at a slightly more structured looking shoe. It's got, you know, hasn't got a heel, but, you know, it might just be that kind of, you know, boot heel as such. Even looking for something that's got a bit of detail in it that makes it, you know, takes it away from being really casual, looking at the shape of the toe, that it's not just really round or really square. a little bit more almond shape or a little bit more pointy, that also makes it feel more dressed up. So just even doing that makes a big difference, is putting on a bit of a boot, you know, like, and it can still be quite casual and practical for your new lifestyle, but it's not wearing a pair of sneakers if they are not your style. So it's just those little things. So thinking about, you know, can I wear, something a little bit more structured on my top so I feel like I'm a little bit more dressed up, and checking out those shoes, and of course adding some accessories. That also is something that can be really worthwhile, is to think about, is what are those accessories, instead of just going no accessories, adding some accessories in. I've got my little group of brooches today, you know, got some dangly earrings, got a bit of a ring. Those things also can make you feel a little bit more refined and polished. If your normal is refined and polished, dressing very casual can feel very uncomfortable, and I completely understand this. So it's kind of finding that balance for you in your new retired Southwest lifestyle. Maybe it's cowboy boots. You know, maybe you could look at the cowboy boot as your kind of, instead of your heels and pumps and stuff like that, which just don't work in that environment. But maybe, you know, or it's some version of that. Hopefully that helps you kind of start to think around this new problem, because I know it is something that is really common for many women who have spent many years in the corporate market, in large cities, getting dressed up, and that kind of very casual dressing down feels particularly uncomfortable. So if you kind of like, and this can also relate to your personality dressing style, as we call it, so what your core style is. So I do recommend you go to my blog, take the personal style quiz, discover a bit more about your core style. So you might find that when your core style is a more dressed up core style, this is the reason why it's so hard. And there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that that's your personality. So it's then looking at, well, how can I soften that down a bit for a more casual environment? So that's a really useful little tool to understand. And you know, the many of you have the opposite, where it's like, I hate getting dressed up, I like to be really casual, don't ever let me, you know, make me get out of my jeans or my leggings. We all have our thing. So do have a look at your personal style quiz, because that just gives you a greater understanding of the core of your style, and also where you may have gone wrong over time, where you've bought something that's just outside of your personality style and you think, no wonder I never wear it, it was a complete waste of money. And it also may help you let go of the things inside your wardrobe that really aren't working for you. So thanks again for watching. Please do let me know your questions for future Q&As, and I will talk to you again soon. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.